Overall, my favorite traveling partner has always been Buddha, my imaginary companion now residing in a cave above Rishikesh. But a close second is my non-binary friend, Kate Z. Kate is hale and hearty and ready to go at a moment's notice if it is someplace they really want to go. They can pack a tiny bag and slip into their traveling shoes, Echo World loafers size 8, before I can slip an international SIM card into my iPhone 14. It never really matters where we are going, as long as it is someplace Kate hasn't been in 20 years or more. There is almost no place they haven't been at all. So I felt like I hit a minor jackpot when I told them I was headed to Fossil. Fossil, they said. I don't think I've ever been there. It is one of those places, I tell them, where the elevation exceeds the population by a factor of at least 5. This piques their interest. Wheeler County, I say. Just under 1,800 square miles, population 1,421 as of the 2020 census, though I bet some of them white supremacist survivalist types take a pretty dim view of the U.S. Census Bureau. There's probably at least another 25 of them hiding out somewhere. Yeah, they say, we should visit before it gets overcrowded. So off we go in their Highlander, a few camping supplies stashed in the back, a topographical Oregon road and recreation atlas slotted between the front seats. They are driving, and so I'm able to sit back and watch the scenery, which, going up the old McKenzie Highway, is mostly a scene of burnt forest and in-progress housing rebuilds after the 2019 Holiday Farm fire. Pushed by strong easterly winds, the fire started up above Blue River and then blazed down the McKenzie Valley, burning on both sides of the river and destroying the small towns along the way. Extremely devastating for the folks that lived there, though many are starting to rebuild. The burned part of the valley is a crisp landscape of charcoal stacks of seared logs that have been harvested from burned trees. Monuments of fireplace chimneys that are left over from an incinerated house. This beautiful scenic corridor of the McKenzie River, a burned-out ruin. Past the site of the fire, the land starts getting green again and back to being thickly forested. We drive east of McKenzie Bridge and then up over the Cascades, through Santiam Pass, and down into the plateau of Central Oregon. We are back into the dry, dusty drought of the high desert. If you want things to change, just keep driving. At altitude, in the Ochoka Mountains, we find a place to camp among towering ponderosa pines, and we spread a mat and our sleeping bags out under the stars with the trust that we won't freeze to death in the night. After all, it is mid-October. I suppose you could take heart that nowadays October in Oregon is more like September and August of years past. The temperature was in the 80s in Eugene the week before, and Kate and I went swimming in the Willamette River. Honestly, I've never swum in the river in October. I've been living out here about 45 years. It's much warmer than it ever was. Smokier, too, but that's something I don't really want to talk about. In the Ochocos, the air was clear, clean, and crisp, and the sky littered with a billion stars. I dreamed about having a cabin out here. A cabin and a girlfriend who would visit me about twice a week with fresh eggs and roast beef sandwiches. Obviously, I woke up thinking, I've been way too much of a celibate vegetarian lately. Kate likes to cook breakfast, and they do sort of a poached British thing with the eggs while I burn the bacon. Everything tastes better in the mountain air, even dirt-encrusted buttered toast after you drop it off the edge of the picnic table. Yum. It's not that long of a drive to Mitchell, population 124, where we check out the Oregon Hotel, which has just gone up for sale. It's modestly priced, considering it has 14 rented rooms, 2 rented cottages, and an out-of-tune upright piano in the lobby. We chat with the owner, who has lived here most of her life. She migrated when she was 18 from Prineville, about 47 miles to the west, and swears she'll never leave. She wants to retire now to her hobby ranch, 164 acres, which is tiny by the standards of Wheeler County, where cattle roam on 26,000-acre spreads, and the biggest ranch comes in at just over 100 square miles. That's a lot of cow poking, Kate says.